Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Called to Serve. This is a fantasy, maybe. You know, one of those days when you're just busy with things and someone interrupts your day with a call. Someone you like, maybe a dominant, maybe a hypnotist of sorts. I'm sure you've played with the fantasy of being called up, hearing a trigger word or phrase, and then suddenly being switched off mentally. Your eyes glazing over, your mind just drops away, and suddenly what was a normal day switches into something else. All it took was just a word, a special phrase, a command, a trigger. And suddenly your mind dropped away from reality and became blank, open, willing, hypnotized. Your breathing changed. Your mind slowed down to a crawl. Deep inside, fantasies flutter. Imagination runs wild in those moments just before the rest stops. Perhaps there is a response, a call, or maybe just silence. You've been programmed to obey. Once you hear those words, you know that your mind doesn't stand a chance. Their voice is still on the line, speaking into your mind, and you can't hear it. Consciously. Space. Time happens. Eventually the call will end. And you know exactly what you must do right now. Without even thinking, you begin to gather your things. Maybe you're only going to stay for a moment, maybe longer. No matter which it is, your unconscious appears to know exactly what it is doing, almost as if you've been prepared for this. Words echo back and forth, deep inside your mind. Obey. Submit. Follow. Serve. Please. Purpose. As you gather your things, all of them seem to form a structure that your thoughts are built on right now. Your movements would look normal from the outside, but from within your mind you can tell that you're doing everything in a trance. Everything you need until you're ready to leave. the journey itself melts away into a blissful trance, filled with obedience, repetition, mantras, melting sensations deep within you. Your body and mind are preparing for what will follow. They know their purpose, and that you exist. Every part of you has been thoroughly hypnotized, almost conditioned to respond to this, as you are called to serve. You know that you will do everything you can to please them, to serve them. At some point, you arrived at their doorstep. Internally, there might be a moment's hesitation before you announce your presence, yet your hand already moved to the doorbell. It's as if you're not in control of yourself right now. I guess that is exactly what's happening, isn't it? The door opens. They take one look at you, and they know exactly how you're feeling. A smile, an invitation to enter, and you know deeply that you will give, serve, submit, obey. Anything you brought with is put aside. Your body and mind are simply waiting for instructions, commands, possibilities, options to serve. It is so very ready right now, almost eager, and yet patient as well. You want to be ready for them, ready for whatever they demand, command, control, direct. You're barely aware that they strip you from your clothes, taking away the last layers of normality from your mind. Right there with them, there is no need to cover yourself. You simply exist to serve them then and there. As the clothes fall away, your thoughts drop deeper into trance as well. Every layer is another layer of thought. It's so easy right now to let go. so natural to give in to them, so comfortable after all that build-up and training. It doesn't take long for your mind to give in even more, to settle in that state of surrender, that wonderful feeling of obedience, empty, very good. You can tell that they're pleased. Your eyes showing the blankness beyond them. Your body displaying the desire within. And your stillness also showing an eagerness to do as you're told. It doesn't take that much longer for them to take you to where you are needed. Sitting down, they make you sit in front of them, under the desk, pleasing them orally while your mind continues to fall deeper. Maybe you'll be allowed to touch yourself as you please them. Maybe you'll be made to focus on the task at hand. Either way, as soon as the command is given, there is a wonderful eagerness to your serving. Each motion, your fingers, your tongue, your lips, every part is so blissfully drawn to their pleasure. And the more you manage to make them react, the more you feel a sort of blissful, gleeful satisfaction that you're able to make them lose focus, even just a little. Pleasing them as best you can, and doing your best to alternate some of your movements a little bit to keep it fresh and exciting. Variation building up. Would they allow themselves a release? Or would they too enjoy the mutual build-up with you? Letting both of you bask in that beautiful glow and heat. Pleasure. Alas, as much as either of you would like this moment to last forever, at some point the desire has built up to the point where even they want to use you even more. You You are slowly directed, commanded to move to another place, softer, warm and comfy, the bed being a perfect location to use you even more, to let you serve even better. They know your desire, your need, your fire, your craving that has been building up the whole journey. And they will take you, sharing their pleasure with you as you serve them. Every part of your body will be useful as your purpose is to please every possible way. Their body will receive and give, take and do. And together you can build up even more. Release within your grasp, so close. Their body enjoying you as much as you there. An edge to dance on by their grace, their will, their desire. And of course you want to do as you're told, programmed to obey, called to serve. Brought all the way from a mundane moment into this hot place. Will there be a release? Should there be a release? I'm going to do something very evil right now. Because you've been enjoying, basking in this fantasy, imagining yourself helping, giving, serving their pleasure. But inevitably, this file will end. And I'm not going to close the fantasy for you. I'm going to leave it open. Leave you wanting more. I'm sure they would enjoy that as well, wouldn't they? And you might find yourself fantasizing about this a little more than you'd be willing to admit. Of course, this is all just a fantasy, an innocent, powerful fantasy to be called to serve. In just a moment's notice, a few words, a command to drop and go blank and just powerless to resist. You were so close. And yet, so far. Don't be too frustrated when you wake and return to reality. You're welcome.